In our previous year, we began a discussion about women and learning Torah. And one of the concepts that we discussed that everybody agrees is that women are obligated to learn Torah, to learn the mitzvahs that they need to do to perform the various that they may not do. And that's why the halacha is that women make Birchas HaTorah. Because since she has to learn all of those halachas, so she's obligated to learn to make Birchas HaTorah. The Maril says other reasons why women should make Birchas HaTorah. One is, as we learned in our previous year, that women are allowed to learn Torah on their own. Another reason is because they say Parshas Kabbonis, and the Kabbonis have Psukim of the Torah. They say Krishma, they say Persukei de Zimra, that have Psukim of the Torah, and that's why they say Birchas HaTorah. Moreover, there's a Machloikis Rishonim, a very famous Machloikis Rishonim. If a woman does a mitzvah that she's not obligated to do, for example, the mitzvah sasayishes magroma, so the halacha of according to Rabbeinu Tam is that they can't say a bracha. So if a woman is learning, learning, even though she's not obligated to learn, but she learns, she does learn, she can make a bracha. The Shagas Arya says perhaps women are obligated in the mitzvah of, Ksivas Sefer Torah, and that's why I make the bracha. It's somewhat hard to understand the Shagas Arya, because according to the Shagas Arya, you should only make the bracha when you're actually reading, when you're learning Torah. The Beis Halevi, but not a question is, it was saying that women are obligated in learning, and learning the dinim or other things. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, when the Gemara asked, what is the schus for which women have that could postpone the effects of the Mei Soita? So the Gemara says, Elai Meschus Torah Heina Mitzuva V'Oisa. But if we're learning now that women are obligated to learn, everybody agrees that women are obligated to learn what they need to know in order to act as they're supposed to. So why are we saying that ain't a mitzvah v'oisa? Now, what does the Gemara mean to say? That even if a woman learns, even Ben Azai will agree, she's not obligated to learn. So mitzvah that you're not mitzvah v'oisa is not on the same madrega as a mitzvah that you're mitzvah v'oisa. But if that's the case, that's why it doesn't, that type of a mitzvah is not strong enough to be a schus, why the Mei HaMa'orim should not affect her adversely. But if we're learning now that women are obligated to learn what they need to know, so they are mitzvah voice in some Torah. So we're back to where we started. They do have the schus HaTorah. So the famous word of the Beis Halevi. There are two concepts in learning. He says there's learning in order to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs, and there's learning for the mitzvah of learning Torah Lishma. When the Gemara says the Beis Halevi, that women aren't obligated in learning, what the Gemara means to say, says the Beis Halevi, is the learning of Torah Lishma. That mitzvah doesn't apply to women, because women are not obligated to learn Torah Lishma. But the mitzvah of learning that, to know how to fulfill the mitzvah, that certainly applies to women. And that's not the Torah, however, that could be given a schar that should cause her to delay the ill effects of the Mayim HaMarim. And in fact, based on this vort, that we're learning now that women are certainly, as we quoted the Rama in the previous year, that women are certainly obligated to learn what they need to know how to live a Jewish life, just men also have the mitzvah of learning Torah Lishma, which doesn't apply to the woman. So I saw from Rav Ozner Zatzal, the Shas Tshuvas Shevet Alevi Chelik Aleph Simen Reish Hei, where he has Ha'oros on the Shulchan Aruch. So in a Ha'orah that he has on Simen Mem Zayin, he says, we're learning now, and we're going to continue discussing this concept, that women are obligated to say Birkas HaTorah. And as we explained, the primary reason why we say women are obligated in Birkas HaTorah is because they need to learn to know what to do. Men, we're learning now, as the Beis HaLevi teaches us, have another mitzvah. Men have a mitzvah to learn Torah Lishma. She says, what would happen if a man didn't make Birkas, was up all night, and he doesn't know if he's obligated to say, if he doesn't know if he's obligated to say Birkas HaTorah in the morning? His wife wakes up, and his wife is going to make Birkas HaTorah. So the question is, could he be yotze with his wife's Birkas HaTorah? Says Rav Ozner Zatzal, no, he can't. Because his chiyuv in Birkas HaTorah is different than her chiyuv. His chiyuv is based on, is for the din of learning Torah Lishma. Her mitzvah is for knowing what to do. So it's two different concepts, and he cannot be yotze with her mitzvah. Having said that, what about the other way? Could a wife be yotze with the Birkas HaTorah of her husband? There, probably, she could be yotze with the Birkas HaTorah of her husband. Because although, as the Beis HaLevi teaches us, the husband has the chiyuv of learning Torah Lishma, that doesn't take away his chiyuv of learning also Torah to know what to do. And in that way, the husband and the wife could be yotze with the husband's Birkas HaTorah, but the wife not with the husband's Birkas HaTorah. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Tezvov Simen Chof Dalet, that discusses this halacha about women making Birkas HaTorah. So one question, he says, the one question that he immediately asks is that we said that women can make Birkas HaTorah even if they're not obligated. Women can make Birkas HaTorah even if they're not obligated, because women can make a bracha even in a situation where they're not obligated. He says that answer is a good answer according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that says that women can make a bracha on a mitzvah sasei man grom. But he asks, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. And if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, so then the question is, why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that women make Birkas HaTorah? Another question he asks is Al Gemara, like we discussed earlier. The why isn't, if women are obligated to learn these halachas, why the halachas that apply to them, why wouldn't that give her the schar, the schus of Torah? Another question is, we know that every morning we make two brachas on Birchas HaTorah. So, by a man, we say the two brachas. One is for Torah Shebaksav, and one is for Torah Shebalpeh. He says, by women, that their obligation to learn Torah is only to know what to do. So there's no din of Torah Shebaksav and Torah Shebalpeh. So why do they say the same Birchas HaTorah as men? And moreover, he asks, he says, if the entire obligation of women in learning is only to know what to do and what not to do, so he asks two questions. So if so, then a woman who already knows what to do or what not to do shouldn't make Birchas HaTorah. That's one question he asks. The other question that he asks is, we know that when you're doing a mitzvah, and there's a preparation for the mitzvah, you make the bracha when you actually do the mitzvah, not when you do the preparation. So his question now is, if women's obligation in learning is only a preparation for their ability to fulfill the mitzvah, why do they make a bracha for learning? The learning is only a hechsher mitzvah, it's not actually a mitzvah. So he attempts to give a number of answers to the question. He says, the second bracha that we make on Birchas HaTorah of Asher Bracha Banu, and it's based on a famous word from Chaim Briska, he says, is a bracha thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us the Torah. In other words, the way I understand it is that we are the Am HaTorah. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah and made us the Am HaTorah, that is something that requires a bracha. And therefore, women who are certainly part of Klal Yisrael and part of the Am HaTorah certainly are included in that bracha. So now we've understood why they make the second bracha. But we don't now still have an answer to the other question. If their mitzvah of learning is only a hechsher, it's only a preparation to the doing a mitzvah, but it's not the actual mitzvah, so then a woman who knows already what to do, or every woman who's only learning to know what to do, why do they make the first bracha? So he wants to be mechadish that even when a woman learns what she's supposed to learn, it's not just that she's learning so that she should know what to do or know what not to do. Her learning is mitzvah's Talmud Torah. He's saying a tremendous chiddush. When a woman learns because she needs to learn to. She needs to, when she learns what she's supposed to learn, that is considered Talmud Torah for her. That means that's not what he's saying is, it's not that women are excluded from the mitzvah's Talmud Torah. Women have a different Talmud Torah. Men's Talmud Torah is a Talmud Torah of learning even what isn't currently relevant. And women's learning is to learn only something that's relevant. But it's not that they're excluded from learning. And therefore, since they are in the parsha of learning Torah, that's why it's very understandable why they make the bracha on Birchas HaTorah. This issue of women making Birchas HaTorah, this issue of women making Birchas HaTorah and why women make Birchas HaTorah is also the subject of a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachos Chelek Vav Simen Yud Gimel. So he says that there's really a famous question. He says, we make Birchas HaTorah every day. And the question is, why do we make Birchas HaTorah every day? The obligation of learning Torah is constant. And if the obligation to learn Torah is constant, a mitzvah that doesn't have a hefsek, you don't make a bracha every time, a new bracha every day. So the answer is that when we make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, it's not just a bracha that we're going to learn. We were never allowed to stop learning. The bracha, the Birchas HaTorah that we make in the morning is a bracha of thanking Hashem for Torah and speaking about all the different aspects of Limud HaTorah. And that applies to every Jew, man and woman as well. Then he says another chiddush. He says two other nice pshatim. He says that there are many mitzvahs that we perform that we don't make a bracha on. We give tzedakah, we do chesed. There are many mitzvahs that we do on a constant basis. We emulate the ways of Hashem, v'olach the bedrakov, and we don't make a bracha. Why not? So, in every mitzvah, there's an explanation why that mitzvah doesn't have a bracha. He says, but the truth of the matter is that the Birchas HaTorah that we make in the morning applies to all of those mitzvahs. And therefore, women are obligated in those mitzvahs as well. And since women are obligated in those mitzvahs as well, that's why they make the bracha. Another pshat that he says is that our Gemara, as we quoted in our previous shir, the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, says that women do have a very important part in learning Torah. And that is that they help their husbands, they help their sons. Without them, the husbands and sons would never have achieved the ability to learn Torah. In fact, and I saw in another tshuva from the Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Yud Aleph Siman Samach Beis, that says that a wife has the obligation to remind her husband to learn Torah. If a wife sees that her husband is not learning Torah, even if he's a person that's working, he has the obligation to say, you're obligated to learn Torah. So a wife has a very important role to play in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And since the wife has such an important role to play in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he explains, now we could understand why women make the Birchas HaTorah. Because the bracha of Torah is not just for the learning of the Torah. Of course it's for the learning of the Torah. But it's also recognizing that without the wife, we would never be able to properly learn Torah. And therefore, they make the Birchas HaTorah because our learning is really because of them.